Stay in the know on all things Toronto with these highlights from the Toronto Today reporting team this week. After a month, boat remains aground on Hanlon's Point Beach. Our reporter Gabe Oatley helps to solve the mystery of a mysterious boat that has washed up on the shore of a popular beach on the Toronto Islands. Has someone been living inside a stranded boat on Hanlon's Point Beach on the Toronto Islands on January 7th? Gabe Oatley, Toronto Today. Crash raid on Parkside Drive fell after installing controversial speed camera data. Journalist Patrick Kane found that between January 2014 and March 2020, Parkside Drive saw an average of 6.5 reported collisions per month, but since a controversial speed camera was installed, that rate has fallen to 5.2. The speed camera has been cut down 3 times and was tossed into the High Park Duck Pond in December. The speed camera on Parkside Drive, which has issued over 61,000 tickets since its installation, was cut down by vandals. Credit: Safe Parkside Instagram account. A Real Housewives-esque pilot was filmed in Toronto last year, but don't call it a reboot amid swirling online rumors. Toronto Today's editor-in-chief Allison Smith confirmed the details of a reality show pilot that was filmed by a production team backed by a major North American film and television studio that is currently under TV network consideration. G Boutique in Rosedale was one of the locations where the Toronto-based reality TV pilot was filmed last year, according to a producer. The salon is co-owned by Natalie G, a member of the pilot's cast. Allison Smith, Toronto Today. Toronto police upload real-time cop locations to the cloud for events. Is it safe? In an attempt to better manage events across the city, Toronto police said mission plans and real-time locations of on-duty officers are being uploaded to the cloud, reports Catherine Manny. Though questions are being raised about the system's safety from cyber attacks, a spokesperson for the Toronto Police Service said that it is now being used for all events in the form of a pilot. A Toronto police officer browses the Toronto Police Service SharePoint site during the ERA's tour. Screen grab: Toronto Police Service Board $2.8 billion TTC budget promises better service and no fare increase. Reporter Aidan Chamundi breaks down the TTC's $2.82 billion proposed budget in 2025, a $300 million jump from last year. The budget promises to help increase service on a transit system facing a daunting repair backlog and struggling to get ridership back to pre-pandemic levels. Mayor Olivia Chow, TTC Board Chair Kaun Jamal Myers, and TTC Interim CEO Greg Percy discuss the 2025 TTC budget at Wilson Station on Tuesday, January 7, 2025. Aidan Chamundi, Toronto Today.